Generically speaking, a gap is a hole or an opening, a space between two other things. It's the pass in the mountains, the way west. But the Gap store is designed to fill the gaps in our lives. The gap between necessity and desire, between reality and fantasy, between alienation and community. The Gap is one of the most popular stores in America's malls, selling plain clothing like khakis and jeans and single-pocket t-shirts to people who want to cover the gaps in their own lives. Founded in 1969 to sell Levi's in San Francisco, the original Gap took its name from the Generation Gap. When the Federal Trade Commission ruled in 1976 that Levi's couldn't require retailers to sell its jeans for full price, the Gap found itself competing with discount stores and was forced to shift to sales of its own private label brands. The Gap finally dropped Levi's in 1991. So what we now see at our mall is the retail end of an extremely successful, vertically integrated, multinational company with supply lines from sweatshops all over the world. The Gap doesn't sell other brands in its stores, and it doesn't sell Gap clothing elsewhere. This exclusivity means that the Gap controls all aspects of its operations, and that all the profits go into the same pockets, whether they be jeans or khakis. Currently, the Gap sells high-quality clothing for high prices. A pair of Gap jeans sells for about $20 more than a pair of Levi's. This price isn't due to the cost of production, but to the production of cost. Levi's, after all, are the jeans of the baby boomers, and Gap is the distinctive denim of what Dr. America calls a new generation. So parents everywhere are reaching deep into the pockets of their Levi's to pay for their kids' Gap jeans. The model for the Gap is the American supermarket with its standard rows of basic food staples. Gap's basic idea is variations on a theme of simplicity, with each year's line fashionably distinguished from last year's by color and cut, but not by fundamental changes. The goal is a global standard brand with a market share like other world powers, say Coca-Cola or McDonald's. The Gaplication of this idea means that Gap stores seem almost as simple as the merchandise, with a modular look of stacked shelves of carefully folded clothes. Gap clothing is itself unexceptional, but the cultural significance of simplicity and plainness is plainly at work in the Gap's success. The clothes are understated, unpretentious. The Gap appeals to people whose fashion sense is feel and not look, to people who value comfort over style, or at least a style that signifies comfort. The simple choices posed by the Gap appeal to people who don't want to ponder the proliferation of clothing styles, to people who suffer from fashion overload. It's a way of dealing with too many choices. The Gap is also a brand for people who don't like designer jeans and apparel. Gap is the logo for people who find Ralph Lauren and Polo pretentious, and Armani and Tommy Hilfiger aristocratically un-American. Ironically, it becomes an upscale mark of high taste for Gapsters to reject the taste of the upper classes. Gap's pocket tees and khakis are carefully designed to make the world safe for democracy and anonymity. People wearing the Gap's plain, understated style say, in effect, "I am who I am. I don't need a logo to establish my identity." As usual, however, Dr. America thinks it's not that simple. We could buy our pocket tees at Kmart, but that would be cheap instead of choosy, making a mistake instead of making a statement. Instead, we decide to pay extra for the Gap clothes that convey the message that we don't need clothes to send messages. It's like paying more for an unlisted phone number. The Gap makes its market niche, therefore, as the anti-brand brand. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, dedicated, as always, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of gappiness.